This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 264 for Thursday, February 9th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures Canola market continued its ongoing downturn on Thursday to go along with weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil was down, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil was also in decline due to a rise in U.S. stockpiles and an assessment of Chinese demand. Canadian dollar was down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract was down 50 cents per ton at $827.70. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were all in the red, as traders continue to analyze the U.S. Department of Agriculture's monthly supply-demand estimates, which were released on Wednesday. The USDA reported that export sales for old crop corn totaled 1.16 million tons during the week ended February 2nd, at the high end of trade expectations, and down 27% from the previous week. New crop sales during the week were 10,000 tons destined for Japan. Global carryout for corn, according to Wednesday's USDA report, was 295.3 million tons, down 1.1 million from the January estimate. South Korea is in the market for 70,000 tons of South American corn. The March corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.71. U.S. export sales of old crop soybeans totaled 459,400 tons during the week ended February 2nd, near the lower end of trade expectations and down 38% from the week before. New crop soybean sales were 185,000 tons, only 7,000 less than the previous week's total. Export sales for soy meal were 181,700 tons for old crop and 900 tons for new crop. Export sales for soy oil were 1,900 tons. The March soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $15.19. Nearly 131,400 tons of old crop U.S. wheat were sold for export during the week ended February 2nd, near even from 1 week earlier and at the low end of trade expectations. Hard red wheat accounted for 72% of the total, while white wheat saw net cancellations. Meanwhile, 19,500 tons of new crop wheat were also sold for export. Taiwan bought an estimated 48,100 tons of U.S. wheat in its tender, while Algeria is seeking at least 360,000 tons of milling wheat in an international tender. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.57. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.79. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.15. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, February 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.